You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text SUNNY to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text SUNNY to 200-300. That's SUNNY to 200-300. SUNNY to 200-300.
I believe we are now a historic 0-13 on all of our public DraftKings bets. And nobody wants to take the real blame for this. We're all at fault. None of us have been able to win a bet. Stugatz is saying he will save the day, and he's going to do it today on the finals game.
I had the Stros. I mean, I don't know why you lumped me into this whole thing. I had the Stros.
Because you had the Stros, and I will explain this again and again. You had the Stros on a day they lost.
Oh.
And they won the next day, which was the day of the bet. And on that day, you had what would become one of the saddest days in South Florida sporting postseason history. The parlay of the Heat would win and the Panthers would win by more than one goal. So anyone who bet against you won the maximum ways possible in the most, least dramatic ways possible. Your bet was as wrong as it could have been.
Well, you're welcome, everyone.
Now you're here to save us today. And what is the bet of the day as you rectify this 0-13 that we have?
Lines courtesy of our friends over at DraftKings, of course. It's a parlay, Dan. I have the Warriors money line, Golden State money line. Okay. They're going to do that thing that I tell you champions do all the time. Go to Boston. Oh, you think you're good? You're young? You're hot shots? We're the champs. We've won championships. We've won three. I really say they've won one.
Are they a dog? Are the Warriors a dog tonight?
3.5-point dogs tonight. The money line is plus 130 for Golden State.
So I have the Warriors winning on the money line, just winning the game outright. And I combine that because never in the history of his career has Al Horford followed up a bad game, okay, with another bad game. He's never done it.
I don't think that's true.
Well, I'm telling you, he's never done it, and he's not going to start tonight.
I don't think that's a true statistical fact. That's okay. True of Tatum.
That right. Sounds completely made up, Stugatz.
He's never followed a bad game with a bad game.
That's not.
I'm telling you.
Okay, well, tonight.
Game one.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. Look it up. I mean,
look it up.
So, anyway, I have Horford points and rebounds over 20. Over 20 points and rebounds for Big Al combined with the Warriors on the money line, and it's plus 285, the parlay.
Al Horford plus 20.5, which I'm looking at here.
Ah, the hook.
Is minus 105. So you're plus 130 with a minus 105, and what was the?
Plus 285.
Plus 285 on the Stugatz parlay tonight.
Yep.
I've actually seen this bet before. I've actually taken the Lebatard Show bet before because I was in a DraftKings state on vacation recently, and I saw the little logo on the top of the Sportsbook app. It's very easy to use. DraftKings Sportsbook app, promo code Dan.
You are saying that Al Horford is going to have a big game.
I am.
My father loves Al Horford. Do you not, Poppy?
Oh, yeah, I love exactly. I call him Tito Jr.
Oh, that's right. Tito yeah. Jr., because his dad, Tito, was a University of Miami player. That's right, Poppy. That's right.
Also,
that's
right. Al Horford had, in games 6 and 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals, 3 points and 5 points.
Yeah, give me plus minus.
He was minus 14 and then plus 10.
Thank you.
All evens out.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I didn't realize you had the prop Al Horford plus or minus over under. I thought you needed
game.
Points and rebounds.
Yeah, Al affects the game in different ways.
That's okay. Right.
Well, you have him affecting the game today in a way that's going to end in a loss for the Celtics.
I do, yes. Quite conflicted right now.
Billy, what the toughest players list? The sure saver from Stugatz. A conflicted bet that doesn't make any sense. That look it up, we did the last couple of games that Orford had kind of shitty before the last two.
Plus 10 is shitty? I mean.
Give those numbers again. Game 6 and 7 of a deciding series. Al Horford, the player in the history of the sport who has played more games without the finals at deciding time. Game 6 and 7 to get to the finals did what?
Combined 3 for 17 in the both games. Yeah. 3 points in game 6. 5 points in game 7.
Yeah, what you leave out is the 14 rebounds, the 3 assists, the 1 steal, the 2 blocks, the countless picks, the countless winning plays. That's what you left out.
Okay? You left out the countless winning plays because you're an asshole, Whittingham. All right?
The 2 made baskets.
You left out the countless winning plays. The Stugatz, you will never corner Stugatz on this. Al Horford is the greatest because you cannot count the countless winning play.
Stugatz has been 100% right about Al Horford in these playoffs. Spectacularly right about Al Horford in these playoffs. Perhaps as right as Stugatz has ever been about Al Horford in these playoffs, but he's had a couple bad games in a row.
Tito Jr. I'm getting praise everywhere. I mean, Sedano texted me just the other day going, holy bleep, man, your Horford takes.
No one was on the Al Horford train nationally the way that Stugatz was. Stugatz came in here early in the playoffs and said, declared, today we must honor Al Horford. Billy, what did you make of the list? I was very disappointed. Very disappointed with Chris Russo's.
You heard the list already?
Tough guy. Well, I saw it appear silently on the screen here because the television's on mute as my preferred setting.
Well, okay, so I'll give the list for those of you who weren't able to watch it, silent or on sound. Number 5, Gus Johnson.
Forgot. You were good on this list.
I asked if it was the broadcaster.
Yeah, I didn't know that was.
Who's Gus Johnson?
Gus Johnson was I believe he played for the Bucks back in the late 70s.
Said Pistons, I think.
One of the great tough guys, according to. Was anybody on this list from this century?
Well, yes. Number 4 was Dave Cowens. Don't even argue it, he said.
Yeah.
He has a good fake Mad Dog.
Yeah. That was a pretty good fake off mic Mad Dog.
All right, number 3 was Mo Lucas.
Stugatz got Bingo. That one right. He said, he called
same
him.
Same spot, too. That's a perfecta, I think, in Greg Cody's vernacular.
Gus Johnson never played for the Bucks, and he played in the late 60s.
Nailed it.
This is where things get dicey. Number 2, Kobe Bryant.
Oh.
This is where it gets dicey. It's ridiculous.
I mean, Kobe was. He was tough. He was mentally tough.
No, there's no disputing that he's tough. He's too great to be on this list, though.
There's one piece of evidence that needs submitting for him to make the top 2 of this list. That time that Matt Barnes pump faked throwing the ball in right at his face, and Kobe didn't flinch.
It wasn't at his face.
That was the height of toughness.
No, it wasn't at his face. It was the camera angle. It wasn't at his face. It was the camera angle.
I trust Roy on this.
Trying to do Kobe Bryant erasure. That was in his face.
Wow.
It was incredibly tough. Intimidating, badass. Kobe deserves to be on that
list. But Roy
is
right when he says it was also a camera angle that increased the mythology of Kobe because it wasn't as direct as you think it was. Regardless, Kobe's toughness cannot be questioned by anybody, Stugatz. Like, nobody would dispute that, but this list is ruined for me the moment he appears on it because I wanted 2 more old tough guys. Charles Oakley didn't make the list.
Right, Rick Mahorn. Yeah. I mean, here's what I think happened. J.J. Redick has gotten inside of Mad Dog's head. Because there is no way, pre-J.J. Redick, there is no way Kobe Bryant and whoever's number 1 would be on this
list. Well, give us number 1, because it's even worse.
Number 1, Michael Jordan.
Oh, jeez.
This is not...
He's too good. I mean...
Why not Michael Jordan?
We're talking about tough guys in the NBA. We're talking about Rick Mahorns, Dennis
that was
Rodmans.
Part of his ethos was that he was incredibly tough.
No, I know. He battled the flu. He defeated the flu. I get it all. Mentally tough. He's amazing. He deserves to be on any basketball list ever made by anybody.
I mean, that's
about anything.
Okay, there you go. That's fine. Actually, I'm okay with that. Michael Jordan gets on all the lists.
Yeah, Mad Dog specifically was probably pointing out his play against the Pistons because he got knocked down consistently during those series.
You guys had those Pistons teams on this top five list, not the guy who overcame those Pistons teams. This list is deeply flawed.
I agree.
This is now today officially, according to Kevin Durant and others in a time of new media, this is officially Baseball Guy, Mad Dog, or whatever his name is, day.
Or whatever